This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, another example of NMED's staff support of WIP expansion. The New Mexico Environment Department, NMED, is holding a virtual public hearing for a groundwater discharge permit that would allow the construction and use of a salt cell 5 and salt storage pond 5, which are for the expansion of the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. Allowing construction and use of those two new surface facilities directly supports the proposed plans of the Department of Energy, DOE, to excavate the proposed Shaft 5 and associated underground drifts. The Environment Department Secretary has not yet received the shaft permit for review. There is overwhelming public opposition to permitting it. If Shaft 5 excavation were approved, it would facilitate DOE's plans to double the size of WIP, the underground mine for the disposal of plutonium-contaminated waste from nuclear weapons production. Excavation of Shaft 5 would require a place to store salt from mining the 30-foot diameter hole into the waste facility that is 2,150 feet below ground surface. Stormwater runoff from the new salt cell would be collected in Salt Storage Pond, which has a capacity of 1,292,499 gallons, or approximately 4 acre-feet, based on a 24-hour storm event of 5.84 inches. The Stop Forever WIP Coalition, formed to oppose WIP expansion, consists of groups and individuals including CCNS, Southwest Research and Information Center, Nuclear Watch New Mexico, Citizens for Alternatives to Radioactive Dumping, and the Southwest Alliance for a Safe Future. WIP is currently scheduled to end its disposal operations in 2024, but DOE instead has plans to expand the WIP underground for the disposal of other kinds of radioactive waste and extend the closing date to 2080 or beyond. Hence, forever WIP. Further, Congress has long recognized that WIP is the first but not only site for the disposal of nuclear weapons waste, but DOE has not taken any action to develop other repositories, instead leaving WIP as the only site, which is also contrary to its consultation and cooperation agreement with New Mexico. The Environment Department's virtual public hearing about the groundwater discharge permit begins on Tuesday, September 7th at noon. Several groups and individuals have testimony to eliminate the two facilities from the discharge permit. The Stop Forever WIP Coalition has prepared a sample public comment letter you can use to oppose the inclusion of Salt Cell 5 and Salt Storage Pond 5 in the groundwater discharge permit. It is available at stopforeverwip.org with a one-click comment option. Please include your personal concerns. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these WIP issues and to access sample public comments you can use, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.